This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing new financial sanctions against Iran, this time focusing on the country's supreme leader and other top officials.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reporters clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Iran says the added sanctions signal the end of diplomacy. Healthcare workers from the Department of Veterans Affairs are going to testify before Congress today about the agency's treatment of whistleblowers. And this is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A University of Utah student, Mackenzie Lewick, has not been seen now for almost a week. She was returning from a recent trip to California, and friends say she texted her family that she had landed, but that was the last time anyone heard from her. Salt Lake City Assistant Police Chief Tim Dowd says they're looking for help from the public in trying to track her down.
Detectives learns that Mackenzie was scheduled to fly into LAX on Sunday morning, June 23rd. And work with the Los Angeles Police Department to coordinate confirmation if she was on the flight, which she was not.
The only abortion clinic in Missouri will be able to remain open at least until this Friday. A judge again extending a preliminary injunction to allow the St. Louis Planned Parenthood Clinic to stay open while its licensing fight with the state drags on. After another young fan was hit by a foul ball, the L.A. Dodgers will extend the netting at Dodgers Stadium. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez declining an invitation to visit Auschwitz with a Holocaust survivor. The New York Democrat was invited by survivor Edward Mosberg and a remembrance group called From the Depths after she compared migrant detention centers to concentration camps like Auschwitz. In a Twitter exchange with Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King, who was pushing for her to take the trip, Ocasio-Cortez accused the far right of manipulating the movement for political gain. The 93-year-old Holocaust survivor Mosberg says this would be one of Ocasio-Cortez's last opportunities to learn from an actual Holocaust survivor. Kansas has become the 48th state to allow transgender people to change gender designations on their birth certificates. The Wichita Eagle reporting the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has entered a consent judgment in a federal lawsuit that would allow people to legally change the gender in their birth records through a personal sworn statement. And New York City is the best spot in the nation to celebrate the 4th of July, according to WalletHub's 2019 Best and Worst Places for the 4th list, comparing the nation's 100 largest cities. Los Angeles and San Diego in the second and third spots. At the bottom of the list, San Bernardino, California. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We're serious about this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Michael Dougherty joins us now, CEO of the Cyber Education Foundation, founder of the Justice Society. He's author of the book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. Maybe overdue, Michael, you may have to write volume two of The Devils Inside the Beltway. There are a plethora, are they not?
It's been outlined for a year. I'm in Pittsburgh in depositions all week. You think I'd have time to knock that sucker up? But hopefully. I was actually at a Republican thing in Arizona about a month ago, and they're like, would you hurry up? We need it before the election.
Right.
So I'm working on it.
Okay, all right, get off my back. Leave me alone here.
It's crazy making because I'm so busy with these lawyers. They just rip your time up. Anyway.
Yeah, it's billable hours, buddy. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, you know, they just get you in the machine and grind and grind and grind. And then when I write, I have to be kind of isolated because I'm an extrovert, so it's hard to get there. But anyway.
I'm right with you. I know the problem.
It'll be worth it.
I want to talk to you about Julian Assange before we get there,
yeah.
Though. The big bombshell yesterday was an insider with Google saying, hey, here's Google's plan to prevent the Trump situation, quote unquote. I'm using air quotes here. In 2020, huh?
Well, here's the thing that's frustrating about this, is we all know this. Is anyone surprised, right?
Right, exactly.
But what's crazy-making, and it really started to scare me when Obama won the second time, is that you can shove, I mean, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I always go, you know, you can pull his mouth down, you can shove the water in the mouth, you can rub his throat, but you can't make him swallow. And that's the same thing with people on the left about how unbelievably corrupt Obama was. I mean, viciously retaliative. And a lot of the Julian Assange thing has a lot to do with that. And
what we're finding out right now with Trump and all this Russian delusion stuff and what was, you know, all this thing that, you know, you and I talked about this months ago, but like anything that has to do with the media, it takes a while for them to catch up. And then meanwhile, you and I are, we're titled as conspiracy nuts. But it's like, it's hard to be a conspiracy nut when what you're talking about and reporting on is true, right?
Right, and so now what you have is the left, like, trying to look the other way. Like, did you hear CNN abruptly ended their interview with a woman that's accusing Trump of rape because she said
that that was so awkward. I mean, did you see the interview with Cooper Anderson? Oh my gosh, it was awkward and embarrassing. In fact, I was surprised that he said, "Hey, we want to continue this." Have you back on the other side of the brain. And
their ego's so huge. See? It's the same thing. It's like they completely and utterly refuse to deal with reality. And the news is tightening and tightening and they refuse to have a news. And so this is everywhere. lies. Candidates are liars. It's gaslighting, gaslighting. And this is the only trick they have, and so they don't give it up, which is why we've seen them fail. And what do they do when they fail? People that are sane learn and adjust. People that are insane just keep pounding that drum.
They don't know anything different, Michael. It's like in our conversation with Dinesh D'Souza, this was probably about 18 months ago. I think he had just been released from his little bit of prison time that he had to do. It's almost hard to call it prison time, but although he was incarcerated, his freedoms were limited, and he had to go on and check in every night. He could go to work and all that kind of deal, but still, he was there, and he was there with the population. And he told me, he says, Bill, the thing I learned, the big takeaway, is that the cons hold to the con. They never give up the con. And this is what I'm seeing with the Democratic Party and these operatives. To your point, they do not give up the con. They don't admit any kind of sin and ask for forgiveness. It is somewhere in there. That's what I keep saying. In the depths of all that manure that they've piled on us, they're telling us there's a pony down there.
And if the African-American community would realize they're being conned, the game would be over.
Yeah. Well, how could they not? How can they not? Look what they've done with Planned Parenthood. I mean, this is all orchestrated not by Republicans, but by Democrats. I mean, to the point now that they're saying, hey, we're not happy enough to kill your baby in the first trimester. I mean, even if that baby's born, hey, we'll offer comfort care because we're humanitarian, right? In a humanitarian sort of way, we're going to offer comfort care to your child. And yet, what was it? I was reading something where there was a deal. I don't know if this was CNN produced or, but anyway, it was done by progressives. And there was this sad deal about penguins. And what happened is the penguins got caught in this area where they couldn't get out. And it was in, this snowy area and embankments and whatever. And the people that are filming this are freaking out. They're going, oh my God, here it is, these baby, because with the adult penguins, there are these baby penguins that have just been born. And these baby penguins are dying because they're stuck. They've got no place to go. And so what happens is this film crew, all progressives, all very liberal, decide they're going to interrupt nature. And they're going to provide some sort of staircase so that penguins can get out, and they saved them. And the question was, boy, you have a lot of compassion for penguins, but what about babies?
They'll never make that connection. That is the same. I mean, forget penguins. What about trees? What about California not clearing out brushes so that they have massive fires and people lose everything?
Right.
I mean, They then go to the federal tax largesse
to say, hey, look, we need money because we're stupid.
And this is just all over the place because the game has got to collapse. There's too much. We've been playing this experiment now for 70 years, and now we have results. And yet you think, again, it comes to, here are the results. No. Because they're so invested. Their worldview, their life view. When part of your life view has got so much inflexibility and it's a godless perspective that you're the center of everything.
Right.
To shift is a big deal. And I've learned this watching them refuse to adapt. It's ego.
Well, they have to be right, Michael. And this is what happens when you insist on being right, regardless of the circumstances, because this is why the road to socialism, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, the whole ilk of them, AOC, there's just never enough money. We can all go green tomorrow. So what? $30 trillion, $90 trillion. So what? There's plenty. We had to do something back post-World War II, Industrial Revolution, all this stuff that went on. We accommodated that. We should be able to accommodate this, and we just need to suck it up. And don't worry about the money. We'll either print money or we'll go to those rich people, because those rich people, they have trillions of dollars in their home safes that they're just not releasing to us. They're holding. They're holding out on us, Michael.
And what follows money is time. We had enough money because Obama gave them a ton of money. So
right.
They just need more time.
Right. And look at that, worked out so well, whether it was with Solyndra. I mean, was there any of his policy? That's my question. I mean, sincerely, was there a policy that Barack Obama had instituted that we could come around and at least say, hey, wow, he did that good?
Well, I failed to speak.
Nothing comes to mind. I don't. Yeah, I'm just.
He was a great. He can manipulate a crowd.
Well, I mean, yeah, he was charming. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this is the dangerous thing, is with people of charm, whether it's Bill Clinton, whether Barack Obama. At the end of the day, as my old mentor used to say, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. You know, what did you produce? Boy, after 8 years, not a lot of good, I think. Stay with us, Paul.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, given the alternative, it's all about liberty, ladies and gentlemen. We're fresh and independent right here at Bill Martinez Live. We thank you for joining us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with the cybersecurity analyst and guru, the one and only Michael Dougherty, continues. Michael, what would the left do if President Trump worked out a deal with Julian Assange and just said, hey, look, you've got full full exoneration, immunity, come here, tell us what you know. I got to imagine the heads would explode on the left like you couldn't believe.
That might be one way to get them to jump off bridges and mass exodus. Do them in. Because nothing, here's the, what is it? The snake consuming itself tail up is Julian Assange puts the world's powers, not just the United States powers, but the world's powers on notice, because what he did, because of technology, before they understood the technology to try to close it off, is publish their diaries. That's all he did.
Yeah.
He's published their diaries. And he didn't get their diaries. Someone gave him the diaries.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a reporter. That's his legal argument. That's what Now, these diaries are so intense and so powerful and so destructive to an establishment. Note who is against him, from Pompeo to Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everyone, the UK is ballistic because you, and what do they use? They say people are harmed. Well, people are always harmed in freedom fights.
Mm-hmm.
You have people die for freedom every day. And if we didn't die for freedom, unfortunately, we wouldn't have freedom. That's how vicious the human existence is. And so this is going to come down to, are they going to categorize him as depressed or not? And that is very, very dangerous. The only way they can get to him is if they take away that he's not press.
Mm-hmm.
And he was set up as press. So in this interaction, this deep interaction between between sources, resources, and what you do versus being responsible for it, it is a whole, it's the inner core of truth to power.
Mm-hmm.
And the free press is, it's as important as the First Amendment. And so
how come the press isn't backing him up?
Because the press is in the bag, because, well, a lot of the press, well, fear, because they've jumped the shark. And for the past 10, this, look, Obama was a master. You know, really, Clinton was good. Since Nixon, since the speed of the media has gotten so quick and so broad and so wide, they've done everything they can to try to restrain and control it. And you've got drawing you in to be friends, leveraging your relationships to give you story, hiring your spouse to, you know, attack the person. So when you're someone like Laura Logan, then you've got Hillary Clinton calling up the White House that's telling CBS to get rid of her because, you know, the CBS's Ted's brother works there. I mean, it is all intermingled.
Right.
And when you have, especially on the left, the thing about the left is the left puts the goal first and the methods second. And anything's okay. And the right is terrible at getting the trust of the general population and educating them. So you've got this, you have this supermajority of rhinos and leftists that don't want to give up their power or their life.
Exactly.
They will not do it. They've sort of gotten into the free press zone and they don't want to leave it. They've crossed the bridge.
It's a cabal, isn't it? I mean, it is one
absolute cabal.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And it's not a partisan cabal. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, right.
It's a human cabal. It's a corruption. It's a power cabal.
Mm-hmm.
The godless cabal.
Yeah.
It is. It's a drunk on power survival cabal. And the media has allowed to creep this out far. So it's a big, 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 big deal. And you note how few people have been talking about Julian on Twitter, because what's going on is if you look at the network of people that have supported Twitter, there's been a very silent, these people aren't famous, attack on them all. Trevor Fitzgibbon has been me too'd. I mean, David Brock has gone after people because they blame Julian for Hillary losing.
And so they've gone on an attack campaign all over the world. So the supporters have been really attacked. They go after the base and so.
Michael, help me out here. They want to blame Julian Assange. I mean, here's Hillary has no concern about privacy or how to conduct any kind of cybersecurity with all the irresponsible things that she did. I mean, and that's punctuated by the loss of, allegedly, a loss of 30,000 emails. You have the DNC, which is an absolute basket case. They've got a Pakistani national coming in and having his hands on 40 Democratic congressmen and women, has all their email information, the whole deal. We find out later on, thumbnail drives of download information is exiting in his hands, going to Pakistan and all throughout Europe being sold for a price. Then you have Podesta, who can't even come up with a password. I mean, these guys are all knuckleheads, and they're claiming Julian Assange is like, wait a minute. I mean, you guys are so at the foundation, so incompetent. How can you claim foul of anybody? Because whether it's Julian Assange, it could be, some kid in North Korea in a basement someplace, just having fun playing like this is a video game for all we know. Because, all that information is flying out there, and I still say, and I've spoken with Charles Woods, father, on several occasions, is I still think that there's information, because Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, was so loose with that information, I would not be surprised at some point, if we're able to get down to the truth, that we find out that, the army there that was set up, those terrorists that were set up in Libya, that they knew about Chris Stevens, they knew about his comings and goings out of Benghazi, and this was all set up and established by the information that was released inopportune, but recklessly, thank you very much, by our own Secretary of State.
Well, but they're all member of the same team, and he's blown the whistle on the team. And when the team has that much power, they drag out going to a court. They actually don't want to go to court. Mm-hmm. They drag it out forever so that everyone else understands that getting to a fair and impartial court is arduous, nearly impossible, expensive, and destructive. So when you finally get there, there's such a noise, such a panic, such a crowd of yelling and screaming histrionics. No one knows what to think. And all you need to do on the bad side to win is confuse.
Right.
You don't need to really win.
And the further down the road to your point, 5 years later, you're talking about this. Who remembers, 5 days ago, much less 5 years, right?
So then who wants to help, right? What you do is you proactively have Julian as the head on the spike, and you got no one else. You reduce the number of people that are willing to get up there.
Right. Exactly. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, right now with, Dunham, he's seated a grand jury. Bill Barr is serious about getting down to the bottom of this. He drove the intelligence community and congressmen nuts when he said, hey, look, I don't like the way this spying thing took. Oh, we can't say spying. it's like all of a sudden the light got turned on and all the cockroaches are flying in 50 different directions, right?
Because they're all about defending the Constitution and their constituents, and they want to get to truth and justice. And then after we finish that fairy tale book, we'll start reading Alice in Wonderland. I mean, this is what people have to realize. The books were read, the story we're told as kids, it's a fairy tale versus what's going on now. And you got to wake up to change it. We can't change it, but we're really late in the game.
Well, it's serious business, and no doubt we're talking about, this is a fight for freedom, ladies and gentlemen, and the constitutional founding principles that so many have given their lives for. Are you in, or are you just going to stand by and watch it be done to you? Michael Dougherty, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Michael, always appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy. Be safe.
Good talking to you, my friend. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing new financial sanctions against Iran, this time focusing on the country's supreme leader and other top officials.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reporters clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Iran says the added sanctions signal the end of diplomacy. Healthcare workers from the Department of Veterans Affairs are going to testify before Congress today about the agency's treatment of whistleblowers. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, look, if you have a problem getting a hold of us, I know sometimes in some markets, you know, many people say, Bill, we hear you on the weekends, right here during the weekdays, and we know that you're live. Well, look at the easiest place, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you go. And you can pick us up there live. There's many ways in which to control us, but that's probably the easiest way. Just go to the website, BillMartinezLive.com. While you're there, you'll see all the brilliant information that our webmaster puts together to bless you and to keep you well informed. Right now, Gene Goldman is joining us. Gene is the Chief Financial Officer and Chief Investment Officer and Director of Research for Cetera Investment Management. And we're going to talk about, you know, right now, the current condition of global markets, quite volatile, to say the least, right? Probably the biggest concern is the ongoing U.S.-China trade dispute, and Gene is here to talk more about it and what we should do as we pause for just a moment. I mean, after all, who can believe? Right? We're halfway through 2019. Has this year been quick? We say this every time, but it just something about the clock. It just keeps on going. But here we are to take a look at a mid-year market outlook. Gene, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill, how are you doing? I'm doing great.
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Hey, thanks for the time. Appreciate you, you know, coming on and helping our audience really see the benefit. Like anything that happens, you know, the smart people know how to respond, how to yin and yang, so to speak, with the market volatility. And there's some good things to understand. So, speaking of the remainder of the year, we're here at the mid-year. What do you see for the markets looking ahead for the remainder of this year and into 2020?
crystal. So let me go grab my crystal ball and the exact market perspective.
Do you want music? Should we have some music? Lilting music in the background, you know?
Well, the good news is not an eight ball, so that's good.
Yeah, okay, good. Thank you.
So our perspective, so we just finished our mid-year outlook, and what we're saying for the balance of the year is the only thing that we can accurately predict is market volatility. Volatility will pick up. And we say this because our mid-year outlook is called mixed signals. That means we're seeing a lot of mixed signals in the economy and the markets. Case in point, economic data, while it's good, it's starting to cool down. You know, manufacturing data is cooling down. You're looking at inflation data is cooling down. The data is cooling. It's good, but it's still cooling.
Right.
Second of all, valuations in the market are a little fair, but they could come down with weaker earnings. And third of all, the bond market is staying a mixed signal. On one side, they're saying, given the inverted yield curve, where short-term yields are trading higher than long-term yields, that bad news is coming. Whereas riskier debt is saying, great news is coming. High-yield bonds are doing very, very well.
Well, and as we consider the volatility of the markets, of course, a lot kind of hanging in the balance here over any trade agreement with China. But we still have, you know, the USMCA to finalize. I maintain if we get that finalized, we start looking at, you know, some of the European partnerships, get those trade arrangements finished up. Japan puts pressure on China. And God forbid that we have a little bit of cooperation in D.C. If we did, I think that Katie barred the door. I mean, we could end up really, you know, spiking up pretty aggressively if we had just a little bit of cooperation. That's my optimistic outlook. But you're the genius. I mean, so I'm going to appeal to you.
I mean, I love your optimistic perspective. I'd say we're probably a little more cautiously optimistic on our side. And the reason we say this on the positive, yes, the trade war we think will be resolved soon. This weekend's G20 meeting is extremely important, and both sides have suggested that they will come to the table negotiating correctly. Mm. We do believe it will end soon, the resolution, the trade war, because data is weakening on both sides, you know, U.S. and China. Stock markets have been affected. You saw what happened in May. And then demographics in China. China's trying to convert to a consumer-driven economy. And the news is that this trade war is really impacting this transition.
Well, it's a tough thing for them because, look, they're very comfortable with their paradigm. They've been operating that way for decades. And all of a sudden, I mean, it's like somebody waking up and saying, God, I'm fat. You know, I need to do something about it. Well, it took you a while to get there. It's going to take you a while to get out of it, right? And the same thing. I mean, there has to be this cultural shift. Now, there's agitation and dissatisfaction there on the ground level in China, as there is, whether, in, you know, you look at North Korea. Of course, they have a way of stamping that kind of attitude because they'll send you to a camp and get you adjusted pretty quick, one way or another. But, you know, same thing with Iran. I mean, all this saber rattling, the stuff coming out of Iran, it's because they're trying to get some cover and tell the populace that, hey, everything's all under control. We've got the Americans right where we want them, right?
Yeah, and the markets are seeing this. You look at, you know, Iran made a great point. Oil prices have, you know, they've hovered. They've not rallied like you would expect during this uncertainty in the Middle East. But at the same time, gold is as high as level since May of 2013. All the concerns about these issues you've focused on, Iran, North Korea, so definitely some concerns.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is your advice for investors in reconciling, you know, this volatility?
Yeah, I think, you know, as an investor today, you know, clearly we are in the longest bull market ever. So stocks have done very well coming out of the Great Recession. The fallout from this is that we have a little more risk in our portfolios. Mm-hmm. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you're a 60-40 investor. So you, long-term, you believe in 60% stocks and 40% bonds. Given this appreciation, this 10-year rally in the market, a lot of us have portfolios with 90% stocks or 80% stocks. Use the opportunity today to rebalance back to your long-term investment objectives.
That's a good point.
60-40, now you're 80-20, go back to 60-40. Take some of that risk off the table because, you know, yes, I know, Bill, you're very optimistic, but anything can happen. So.
Right. No, you're exactly, I like that. You're exactly right. And I think that's the big takeaway out of this conversation. I hope everybody's taking notes here. And I don't blame them. I mean, it was a smart move to go 80-20. I mean, things are going, it's robust, and that's where the gold is, so you go for it. But now's the time to recalculate. And I think that's wisdom there. Gene, thank you for sharing that.
Definitely my pleasure. Thank you so much, Bill.
Okay. So, you know, and speaking of oil, of course, here we are for the first time, I think, in our lifetime, Gene, that we're energy independent. We are net exporters of oil. You know, I mean, this is all because of Donald Trump and his administration. I mean, if that wasn't the case, boy, with what Iran is doing in the Strait of Hormuz and what they're threatening to do, I mean, this could be volatile.
Yeah, you're definitely right. Think about oil last year. Late, you know, fall of last year, it was $74 per barrel. Then it dropped down to 62, and then now it's about $58 per barrel. So, again, any type of issue, you would expect oil to jump. And the good news is that we were producing, back in 2012, we were producing about 6 million barrels per day. Today, we're producing about 12.2 million barrels per day. Wow. That's definitely, to your point, energy efficient and energy independent.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you, what do you see in your crystal ball? And well, you got it. I know it's not an eight ball, because the eight ball, see, all the Democrats, they have that down in Miami, because they're looking at that, they're shaking, they're going, okay, what's going to happen? What do I need to say? Anyway, will the U.S. economy suffer as a result of the current trade tariff situation? What do you see there?
I think it's already has suffered. You're already seeing weakness. You're seeing yields come down in treasuries. You're seeing manufacturing data. I think we saw manufacturing data at a two-year low. It's concerning, but it's affecting us. It's affecting retail sales. It's even, think about tariffs. Tariffs are basically an inflation. It's a cost on you and me and the consumer.
Right. Exactly.
What's really difficult that a lot of companies, when the trade war started, tariffs were increased on U.S. imports. A lot of U.S. companies, what they did was they raised prices. They didn't keep prices low to gain market share. They raise prices to match these tariffs.
Exactly.
No,
that's only reasonable. It makes sense. So hopefully, being my optimistic self that you pointed out, Gene, I left myself so vulnerable with you. Usually I'm not, I'm not that open with people. But you brought this out of me. But my optimism says that a little short-term pain for long-term gain, hopefully.
Exactly. That makes sense. And the Fed's on our side. That's a good positive, to be honest.
Well, and I know a lot of farmers, and as you say, industries are looking, you know, and that's what they're betting on, because it's something that they've been complaining about for decades, and now we're doing something about it. So it's like, oh, okay, if we don't do it now, then let's just shut up and keep going along and being led by these outside forces instead of something here, you know, domestically, right?
Definitely. You hit the nail right in the head, I think.
Okay, so Gene Goldman, where can people go for more information? We've got 5 seconds.
Sure. On Twitter, Cetera IM. Cetera, CETERAIM, like investment management.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate it. Take care.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Rattle what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Leave. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just...
You know, we love the concept of compromise, right? And if only we could get, Nancy Pelosi singing the song to Donald Trump, maybe... might be some positive action here. Although, look at Nancy Pelosi did call the president and said, wait a minute, before you start deporting everybody, can you give us a little bit of time? And the president acquiesced, said, all right, okay, we won't do any raids over the weekend. We'll give you a couple weeks. The clock is ticking. And this is what we love about Donald Trump. I mean, he is a deal maker. And part of doing the deal, Al Parada, who is the editor of The Stream, he's with us right now, part of doing the deal is that you got to call the question. You can't have an inevitable just an inestimable time limit there that's got to be determined. You've got to know that the clock is running. Otherwise... You just have stasis, and that's what we have.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he's done something pretty clever with that, in that he's given more time, so mm-hmm. the pressure is on her.
Right.
Congress to come up with something to do something, and if they don't, well, it's on them, and Trump can act. And it's similar to the Iran thing. When you talk about Trump as a deal maker, there's something, I know he has this impression that Trump likes to crush people and really defeat them and drive them into the ground and humiliate them. No, I think he likes the making deals where everybody wins. If you listen to when he did the Mexico deal, he likes it. Hey, Mexico benefits. Everybody wins. Everybody's happy. And if you read even story when the New York Times used to love him back in the day, that was one of the things they talked about is how they talked to his competitors and they talked to the people he would deal with to make deals with. That Trump would, they knew Trump would end up being fair. That he liked this big word fair. So he likes fair. Right. He likes playing fair. And so that's why I always thought with somebody like Pelosi, the Democrats, if they would just figure out, they can get much more done of what they like if they work with the guy.
Well, this is a different Donald Trump. This is different Donald Trump, Al. I mean, what the media is reporting in some cases, look at, like all businessmen, we have, part of the learning curve we go through, and we think it's all about money, and we could be perceived as being, you know, maybe more greedy and less compassionate. But we learn through the process that that's a painful way to go. And I think that Donald Trump has learned his lessons over the years and realized that in any kind of negotiation, any kind of a relationship, it has to be win-win. That it can't be win-win at the other's expense. It has to be equally shared, the losses and the wins. And I think that he's learned that in time, and this is what has made him successful. Because listen to the way, as you say, to your point, listen to the way he talks to North Korea, the way he talks to China, the way he's even talking to Iran. Yes, I can blow you out, but look, at I'd much rather you be a positive contribution. And hey, how about if we got together and made Iran great again? I mean, what president, you know, ever offered that to Iran?
Well, here's what he did, and this is a pretty strange analogy, because it does come, I think, out of his New York days when you're dealing with mobsters and other things like that. Mm-hmm. He basically, what he did with Iran is he did hit them with a cyber attack.
Right.
He did put more sanctions. That's the equivalent of punching the guy who's done wrong in the gut, so that you don't punch, you don't leave bruises on the face. You hit him in the gut where they feel it, they know it, but you haven't embarrassed them in the neighborhood.
Exactly.
You know, and so again, it's like people miss that because again, you got the people even from the people on the right. They're like, whoa, you didn't attack them, you didn't blow things up. That's weak. That's like Obama's red line. Nothing like the red line in Syria.
Right.
But
right.
Hey, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, because everybody has to have an opinion for some reason now.
Yeah, and well, of course, if Trump did it, no matter what he does, it's going to be wrong. Had he bombed them, the same people would have been saying, well, look at him, he's rushing the war, he's owned by the neocons, he's a crazy man out of control.
Look at the 150 people he killed.
Yeah, so he doesn't win. So doing this idea where you're kind of giving them a little bit of an out, when he's sitting there saying, he said it was his instinct, it might have been his instinct, but also the idea that, you know, hey, maybe it was some general or somebody down the chain of command who did something stupid. That's giving Iran a little bit of an
exactly.
That's giving him a wiggle room. Now,
right.
If you take the wiggle room, hey, you get something going on. Again, blowing things up is not as good as, at least, you know, escalation is not a good thing. So right. He avoided that. He gave him the opportunity, again, like he did with Pelosi. You know, don't want to really compare it to the mullahs, but again, same kind of dynamic.
Right.
Give them a little room. Give them the out. Give them the out to make something happen that's better. Because, you know, it's not about blowing things up. It's about
right.
What is the end result? What do you want out of that situation?
Well, you don't want to back somebody into a proverbial corner, because at that point they get desperate. And already the mullahs are in trouble. They're feeling the heat at the street level. As you know, Al, the natives are restless there. And they're not happy about this. So you got a little bit of the, the tail wagging the dog here, as far as Iran is concerned, because they're trying to present some sort of, bravado and position. They've got the Americans right where they want them. I mean, it's like Saddam Hussein all over again, you know, to hear the bravado coming out of there instead of just saying, look, a little bit of humility will go a long way. But and Donald Trump's not even asking you to come on bended knee. Let's arrive at a reasonable conclusion here, and let's really look at making Iran great again. And the mullahs can stay in power if they can find a way within the context of this to be, you know, positive contributors to the Middle East as opposed to warmongers and terrorists and supporters of terrorist organizations as they have been.
Yeah, I mean, again, I kind of come from the position that Iran has to be dealt with at some point, because they've been itching for us for a generation,
right?
And they're very, very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Hezbollah is very dangerous. When I worked for counterterrorism
right.
expert, he used to tell me, this is in the days right after 9/11. Everybody's talking Al Qaeda. You know, he's going, no, Hezbollah. They're the ones that are scary.
Yes.
So
they're the head of the spear.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you know, we're not. Well, people who say Iran's not really a threat, they are a threat. Hezbollah mm-hmm. is a threat. But again, we do want to bring them in. This is a very proud and heritage that's been, you know, thousands of years. This is a great. This was a great country.
Right. Exactly.
They can be great again. You know, but right now they're dangerous. And
yeah.
So we have to keep the squeezing on. And
exactly.
That's what he's doing. Adding more sanctions is a squeeze. You got you're squeezing the neck. You're squeezing them down.
Right.
You don't need to slit their throat. And, you know, basically, right now,
right.
Just keep the pressure on. play it. I'm in no rush. That's something Trump said the other day that caught my attention. Mm-hmm. I'm in no hurry.
Right. And fortunately, we have the military force and technology to execute, specific strikes. We're not going to go and carpet bomb Iran, but we're going to hit them in positions in much the same way that Reagan did. Let them know, hey, look it, we hear you, and here's our response, and, let's see what you want to do about it. It's kind of like James Dobson. James Dobson, in his book, The Strong Willed Child, I loved one of his lines in the book. He said, if little Johnny stands before you with his hands on his hips, wanting to be spanked, I firmly believe he shouldn't be disappointed. And, I think that this is, you got the strong-willed child antic of Iran and others in the Middle East, and it's like, hey, look, we hate America, we don't want you to even exist and all this, and, hey, we believe you, we hear you, okay, we're going to take you for your word, and we're going to treat you accordingly.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things. When fanatics, say, they want to kill you, it's a good idea to believe them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right. It's just a little bit of a common sense thing, So
without a doubt.
You got to take them seriously in that respect. But again, you also don't want to get pushed into something. And again, that line, people should really pay attention to that line. I'm in no hurry, Trump said.
Right.
And I think what happens is sometimes we think the world operates on a 24/7 news cycle. Mm. Like, oh man, you have to react now because that's within the same news cycle. Or no, that's not, no. Do things with deliberation and
exactly.
Contemplation and wisdom.
Yeah.
My gosh, that's why we need to be praying for.
Yeah, how many times in our lives have we looked at something at one point and then a week later we go, why were we thinking that?
Yeah.
New evidence, time has a way of settling things down. And, to this president, I think what has been consistent with him from day one, Alice, he said he did not want to get America into, wasted engagements and wasting our treasury and our resources and our young men and women. You mentioned just a moment ago, and you did write about this, and that was about the Biden-Dems hypocrisy. It is rampant. Like, where do you start?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it is infuriating, especially when you're dealing with something like the children in the detention centers that need help, and the Democrats aren't interested. The border folks have been screaming, please, we need help, humanitarian help. Our facilities aren't made for children. Get that through your heads. And now, because there's no effort to stop anything at the border, you got all these children, and now the conditions are terrible. It's horrible. Oh, Trump is an evil person.
Right.
And they're not giving the help. They're even saying that they're not giving the help because giving the help would give, would be seen to advance Trump's agenda.
Right.
Wow.
Not protect the kids.
Wow. Not protecting the kids.
Yeah, exactly. I know this is ludicrous. And then let's add more fuel to the fire, and let's get AOC's brilliant insight into referring to it as a concentration camp. And though she was invited to actually go visit a concentration camp, she wasn't much interested.
Nah, no, because demagoguery doesn't travel well, I guess, so.
Yeah, well, here it is. Well, Al, hey, look at this other topic we got to get to the next time. I was really interested about books that formed me. And, I like that concept. But we got to talk about this the next time. We'll just give a little tease for the next time that Al and I sit down and talk about what's happening in our world. Al Parada, the editor at The Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go. Thank you, Al. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You got it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you a